Connecticut's U.S. senators say the offer by the maker of life-saving device EpiPen to make a lower-priced generic version is just a marketing ploy. Mylan Pharmaceutical Company has hiked the price of EpiPen some 400% since 2009. WNPR's Lori Mack has more.
After coming under fire for the rising cost of the EpiPen, which injects epinephrine to treat life-threatening allergic reactions, Mylan announced it'll make a generic version for about half the price of the brand. But Senator Richard Blumenthal is still calling for a federal investigation of the company. He says the drug maker has a monopoly, which they've abused.
Some people think, with good reason, that Mylan is seeking to undercut or preemptively strike against generic competition by introducing its own generic version. And that's another reason that there should be an investigation.
Blumenthal, along with Chris Murphy and 18 other senators, led by Elizabeth Warren, expressed their concerns in a letter to Mylan's CEO. They're questioning the drug maker's decision to expand their patient assistance program, which they say will allow the company to sharply increase prices and pass the cost of the increases on to insurance companies and ultimately consumers. Blumenthal says Mylan may be violating antitrust laws or the Unfair Trade Practices Act by inhibiting competition. Meanwhile, MannKind Corporation, a biopharmaceutical company based in California with a manufacturing facility in Danbury, Connecticut, has been looking into developing an alternative to the EpiPen. Lori Mack, WNPR News.